And here's some news that you might have missed. The legal age to purchase tobacco and e-cigarette products in the United States is now 21. President Trump signed the law on December 20th as part of the $1.4 trillion spending package. It's designed to get a handle on the nationwide teen vaping epidemic. But there is a wrinkle. Big tobacco companies and the vaping industry are some of the new policy's biggest supporters. Let's bring in Jeff Hardesty. He's at the Institute for Global Tobacco Control at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. Jeff, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me on.
And so raising the age from 18 to 21 is something that health advocates have been after for a long time. I assume you think this is good news. This is good for public health.
Yeah, so this is a positive step for public health. Like most policy, though, the devil is in the details. So while this bill is a step forward, unfortunately, this bill does give states 3 years to transition without penalty and an additional 2 years to transition at the Secretary of Health's discretion. So that means that this is unlikely to solve our youth vaping problem overnight. And when it does take effect, state-level data indicate that compliance is unlikely to be 100%. So you want to do what you can to get these products out of the hands of kids, obviously. And raising the minimum age is certainly a good tool for that. However, it shouldn't be looked at as a silver bullet.
So if I'm 19 years old and I walk into a gas station today and I try to buy cigarettes, what happens?
So it depends on the state. So there are existing state-level policies that raised the minimum age to 21. However, it would be illegal nationally now to sell these products to anybody under the age of 21. However, it will take 3 years before states have to enforce these policies and hold the retailers accountable.
So is there any evidence that raising the age to 21 will keep kids from smoking or using e-cigarettes?
So the Institute of Medicine of the National Academies released a report in 2015. And while that report does not include information about e-cigarettes, these experts use models to predict the public health impact of a national law that raises the minimum age of purchase to 21. And these experts found that raising the age could eventually reduce tobacco use by about 12%.
12%? That doesn't sound like much.
Yeah. So it's, again, it's not a silver bullet policy. You know, there's a lot more that we can be doing in the field of tobacco policy, you know, to try and prevent kids from using tobacco products.
Well, in one of those things is health advocates, and I don't know if you're one of them, have wanted the president or the administration to ban flavored vaping products. The president had considered it, but then decided to reverse course. What do you think? I mean, does raising the age limit matter if there's not an effort like that?
Well, there's still positives to increasing the age to 21. You know, you have to take these public health wins when you can get them. You know, if we can get the flavors banned or restricted, the evidence shows that that might be one of the best things we can do to prevent youth from using. You know, usually youth will cite flavors as being one of the core reasons why they initially are interested in these products.
A lot of health advocates have also been skeptical because the vaping industry and big tobacco have been supportive of this push to 21 years old. Does that raise red flags for you?
Yeah, you have to ask yourself why a tobacco or vaping company would support such a law. Historically, they've not supported this kind of bill. So I have to believe that there's been some recognition among company leadership that a law raising the minimum age to 21 is the lesser of the evils when compared to, say, a flavor ban or restriction. Mm-hmm. In other words, they're hoping that the positive coverage of their support for the bill or law will alleviate parents' concerns about vaping while minimizing the impact on shareholders.
Interesting. So 19 states have already made this change, and there's been thousands of other cities across the country that have boosted up the age. I mean, is there an effect or a benefit from having it come down from Washington?
Yeah, there is. So a lot of the state laws have exemptions right now for military service members. And so with the federal law, it will apply to all 18 to 20-year-olds, thereby extending all benefits of this law to all citizens.
So you're saying in these states, if you're in the military, you can still smoke even if you're under the age of 21?
In a number of the states, they do have an exemption that allows anyone with a military ID, even 18 to 20-year-olds, to still buy tobacco products.
Huh. And now they can't, right?
Now they will not be able to.
All right. That's Jeff Hardesty. He's a public health researcher at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. Jeff, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.